Hello, hello. You are listening to Lyrical Audio Candy Tour. This is where we explore books, poetry, and quotes that please every taste. So, come on, let's go. Literary treats await. Good morning, everyone. This is Allie Moon. Thanks for joining me. It's 9:09 a.m. on 4/23/2023. I've just finished two cups of coffee, and my dance class is about an hour away. So I thought I would sneak a little episode in for you. It's been a while, hasn't it? I've been a little busy little bee, doing all kinds of things behind the scenes. And guess what? Remember my dabbling into candles and all of that sort of thing, and then wax melts? Well, I've decided to, instead of dip my toes into the water, I've decided to, like, literally dive into the deep end. My sister and I have decided to form a company, and it is called Ink Flower Scent Co. Co with no period. We did that for aesthetic reasons. So we are about a week away of launching our new company on Etsy. We do not have a website yet. Believe me, this is quite a money pit. So, yes, it costs me money to run my company with insurance and all the things you gotta do for an actual company. It's quite mind-boggling, the experience I've had. Her and I have been, we almost named the company Twin Flames or something to that effect, because I really do feel like it is twin powers unite. You know, she's the soap girl. I'm the perfume, oil, wax melt, someday candle lady. She's doing body butters and lotion bars and all this sort of thing. And along the way, I'm doing all this mixology stuff. And then I'll mix up the stuff and I'll give it to her so she can put it in the body butter. So it's been a really fun journey. So I thought this episode could be very perfume scent oriented. So I'm going to give you some quotes about those types of things. And I hope you come check us out. I don't like to pimp myself, but if I don't, well, I think it's going to be crickets, and I'm a little nervous. I'm very nervous because it's been quite a labor of love. I think I have, let's see. So a lot of the fragrances that I use are mixes of my own. So there's a little bit of an intimacy there. You're mixing up this bottle and this bottle and this bottle. You're smelling it. You're like, what should this be? You're naming it. It's like a baby, really. You know, it's your own creation. And then some of the melts are just straight out of the bottle, basically from the company. So there's a mix of it. I would say about half, for sure half, if not 75% are, I would say 75% are my own mixes. Half of them actually have this one company in them called P&J Trading. And P&J Trading is a new oil company, a new fragrance oil company. They're cruelty-free, phthalate-free, skin-safe. They're a new company, so they don't offer, like, bulk vats of oil. For example, like, Candle Science is a really, really well-known company, and they offer, like, you can buy 5-pound jugs of oil, and the oil is very, very inexpensive. But this new company, P&J Trading, they only offer 100 ml bottles, and the 100 ml bottle is $18.95. So I've decided to really put a lot of my money into this company to help support them, because I believe in what they're doing. So what they're doing is they're creating individual notes. So, you know, sometimes you'll go through Candle Science and it's already pre-mixed for you. There's really no mixology there. So you'll buy, say, for example, you'll buy pomegranate bitters, okay, which is one of the scents that I've purchased from Candle Science. And this is mixed for you. It's got, you know, rosemary, you know, apples, pomegranates, whatever, cherry, whatever else is in there. And you could use that straight up. You could. But what I'm doing is I'm taking some of the P&J fragrances, the individual notes. So if they have pomegranate, it's pomegranate. If they have lemon, it's lemon. You don't get these multiple top heart and base notes, which I really appreciate because if you want to get these pre-done ones, that's totally fine and totally acceptable. Why is my voice shaking today? I'm feeling so passionate. And that's totally fine. And I do that for some of mine. But when you really want to accent something or push something forward, it's really nice to be able to go to the P&J trading, grab that, and then you add that little accent to it, and it just makes it pop, you know? Plus, you're supporting a company that's just starting, and they're doing something really, really, really special. So by me supporting them and by you supporting me, it's like this lovely cycle. And ultimately, my prices will go down as their prices go down with more people supporting them, and they can offer larger containers. So there you go. That was really long-winded. So let's move on to the poetry. Okay, hang tight. Scent is our greatest, most potent form of time travel. Like an arrow, it tears through layers, it finds the center. Victoria Erickson, author of Edge of Wonder. Better than any word is the pulse of your scent. This is by Pablo Neruda. This one is by Michael Fodé. I haven't read Michael Fodé's poetry in a while. This is entitled Perfume. Her perfume reminded me of freshly picked flowers and sticky candy floss, mixed with a gentle hint of debauchery. I love that word, debauchery. I should just pull it up and define it. There's something about that word I like. Nothing brings to life again a forgotten memory like fragrance. This is by Christopher Poindexter. Don't you think this is true? You'll forget about something. Like, I'll tell you an example. My first real boyfriend was about when I was about 15. And I don't know if it was his father's cologne or what. He was 15. So it probably was. And I think it was some sort of sandalwood. So every time I smell that smell, it brings me back to being like 15 or 16 years old and feeling those feelings of curiosity and just the coming of age, just, you know, the first kisses and just being amazed at how my body felt and, you know, the little, I'm sure, dopamine rushes I was getting being around him or thinking about seeing him or whatever. So anytime I'm going through life and I smell that smell, it brings me back to that. And I think that's why I love creating what I'm creating, like all the different wax melts and perfume oils and everything. If you can smell a smell that brings you back to something that's a happy time for you, it's worth it. I created this one called Fairy Garden, and it really does remind me of this perfume that I used to have back when, well, I'm from Blaine, and there was this store in the Northtown Mall called Garden of Eden, and they sold this one called China Rain, and it was a favorite in our family. And not that this Fairy Garden really smells identical to it, but it has little aspects of it that remind me of that. And I think that's why I love it so much. Yeah, so anyway, moving along. Okay. I think I'm going to end it here. I just wanted to give you a little heads up on what's going on, what we've been doing. And I think someday on this podcast, I'll invite her on here and talk about maybe the process of just the process of learning how to make things, or maybe the process of starting the business and all that sort of thing. You know, details, maybe tips to help you think about it. I will say, to create these labels, Canva.com has been indispensable. I thought perhaps that in the beginning, when I had trouble lining up my labels, like I'd create a label and then I'd try to align it on my printer and it just wouldn't work. It's been a lot of trial and error, it's been hair pulling. Let's just put it that way. But I'm glad that I stuck with it. And now I'm able to go on Canva and I can recreate. You don't even know how many labels I've made. You know, they say never fall in love with your rough draft. Never fall in love with your first draft. That's the saying. Because they are rough drafts. And you have to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it until you figure out, whoa, that really looks good. And then you have to print it out. Well, printing it out, sometimes you have to shift your design down so that it aligns with your printer properly. So yeah, it's been something. And I'm learning how to like duplicate the label, take the graphic out, put the new graphic in, so I've already gone up to about 25 melt scents, and now I'm moving on to Rollerball perfume and cologne. I'm not forgetting the guys, because hey, you know, why not use Rollerball cologne on your pulse points? I mean, you deserve to smell sexy. And why can't girls use cologne on their pulse points? That's what I say. I wear men's deodorant because I like the smell of men. Well, you know, the classic man smell. I don't know. It feels like I've been hugged by a guy. It feels kind of warm and cozy and safe for me. So I think I will be probably a client. What's that guy? He's like, but I'm also a client. Yeah, I am a client. I wear my Fairy Garden Rollerball perfume. I will be wearing this one called Clean Shaven. I can be clean shaven in certain spots, right? And I will be wearing it because it's going to smell kind of manly, and I like that. So, yeah, we're gender blending here. Okay, I think that's all. Look for us on Etsy in the next week or two. Again, it is Ink Flower Scent Co. And for your viewing pleasures, I created on my Pinterest board under, you can find me on Lyrical ACT at AllisonJ1. There's a fresh new board for you for some of the poetry I read and a couple little ink flower schematics I found. And this includes ink flower tattoos, which I think are so beautiful. And that's the aesthetic that we're going for. We're going for kind of that ink flowery looking aesthetic with our products. So, and our packaging. All right. You have a wonderful Sunday, and I'll catch you next time.